Want access to search and listen to the entire webmasterradio.fm archive of over 1,500 podcasts commercial-free? Just become a webmasterradio.fm elite member for less than 99 cents a day. Otherwise, the last 60 days of content are on the house. Webmasterradio.fm, we're everywhere.
Hey, what are you reading?
Revenue Magazine. It keeps me up to date on everything in performance marketing.
Yeah? I get all my information online.
I don't see a computer next to your boogie board there.
Well, I've got a regular magazine here.
Revenue Magazine is the only hard copy magazine that covers affiliate marketing techniques, search technologies, online fraud prevention, and interactive advertising, branding, and marketing.
My magazine's got pictures.
Revenue Magazine has everything for online marketers, affiliates, merchants, agencies, and networks. And you can read previous issues, blogs, and more at RevenueToday.com.
Mine's got a centerfold.
Revenue Magazine. Magazine, the performance marketing standard. For more information, go to RevenueToday.com.
Feeling better? Looking better? Making life better? It's Life Tips. We'll explore the latest innovations, introduce you to the latest products, and bring you the tips from experts and environmental pioneers to help you lead a better life. Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. Welcome your hosts, Byron White and Amanda Smith.
Hey, everybody. We are without Byron this week. He is actually away at trade shows doing some awesome work for Life Tips. So I think he's actually doing some really cool recording for Life Tips Radio, which I'm sure he's going to tell us all about next week. But our guest this week is actually has to do with the awesome world of organic wine. And once we come back, we're going to delve into more questions that we have on the organic wine industry. A few weeks back, we had a great guest on from also the organic wine industry. And because we had such a great listener, you know, feedback, we wanted to get somebody back on to talk to us a little bit more about it. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will be talking organic wine.
Life Tips will be right back after this short break.
Friend Finder, the world's largest online dating network, featuring over 100 million profiles at hot sites such as Passion.com and FastCupid.com, represents enormous profit-making opportunities for webmasters just like you. With Friend Finder's ability to geo-target and provide billing solutions in most languages and currencies, you are sure to find our comprehensive network to be a good friend to your wallet. Get more traffic-maximizing details now at friendfinder.com.
Oh, wise master, I've climbed up this mountain to seek your wisdom.
Yes, how can I help you, my son?
I've traveled far to ask why my business isn't growing.
You are on top of this mountain when you should be on topnichenetworks.com.
But I need answers.
You should be on topnichenetworks.com, specializing in direct marketing and lead generation, as well as list management. Topnichenetworks.com has exclusives and leading payouts. They welcome new affiliates with hot offers.
We don't seem to get the results we need at a price we can afford.
Topnichenetworks.com. We'll work on a performance-only basis, so you only pay for results.
TopNicheNetworks.com has the answers that you've been seeking for making your business a success on a performance-only basis.
And that's a good thing, because my butt's falling asleep.
And now, back to Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Here are your hosts.
Hey, everybody. We are back, and today we're speaking to Veronique Raskin, the CEO of the Organic Wine Company. How are you, Veronique?
Bonjour. Très bien. Merci, Andy.
You have the best accent. I absolutely love you. Where in France are you from?
The Southwest.
Specifically?
Meaning it's the south of Bordeaux, which is a city that a lot of people know. Mm-hmm. Actually, if people go to my website, the Organic Wine Company, you'll see immediately some fantastic picture of the city of Carcassonne, which a lot of Americans know because they travel through those parts, and it's very inspiring. But anyway, don't let me get started on that.
Do you want to tell our listeners what your website is, in case they want to go on and follow along while they're listening in?
Oh, yes, that's a very good idea. It's www.theorganicwinecompany.com, all spelled out.
And, you have a great family background in the organic wine field. And then
yes.
Just give us a little bit of a background before I delve too deep into what you do.
Well, my family has been in the wine business for 200 years, so that's a very long time. And about 30 years ago, my grandfather, who was a retired professor of medicine, decided to turn the family property from conventional method to the organic, what we call vin biologique in French. And that was very radical in those days. And in 78 or 9, he asked me if I would start importing these wines in the States. And my background is therapeutic, and I was very busy, but it sounded like an idea that was really quite exciting, because these wines were didn't give me any headaches, and I'm very chemically sensitive, and they were wines boding of the organic future, and like that. So I agreed, and that's how that started.
Mm-hmm. So why did you choose San Francisco?
I didn't choose. Well, I came to study with Dr. Rolf, actually. I was gathering material for a thesis in clinical psychology, and that's how I got to San Francisco, and then I got married and stayed.
Mm-hmm. Now, specifically, I know that we've gone through some of these ideas in the past, but I would
yes.
like to hear from you. What is your definition of organic wine? Because I know it changes from grower to grower. What is your
well,
specific definition?
Not quite, and I wish I had my own definition. I'm just going to go by the legal definition, which is these days an organic wine is a wine that's made with organic grapes, organically grown grapes, which everybody knows what that means, without pesticides, herbicides, and all of that,
mm-hmm.
and wines to which no sulfites have been added. So this is a technical legal definition of an organic wine. By that definition, there are very, very few organic wines in the market. What people actually do drink are organically grown wines.
Mm-hmm.
And these are wines that are made with organic grapes, but to which a little bit of SO2 sulfite is added.
Mm-hmm.
And again, for more information about this, go ahead on my site. We've taken great pains to explain all of these things and give all the facts. So if you go in there and hit why organic, you'll get all the information you want.
Mm-hmm. Now, you are an importer. You're not a grower, right?
Well, my family is a grower. You know, I started importing the wines made on my ancestors' land. But basically, yes, you could define me as an importer, although I cringe when people see me as a wine importer. Importing is something that I do because I want these wines over here, and I want the message that they convey over here and as globally as possible. So, yeah.
Well, we've certainly seen some major
yes.
growth in the organic wine industry in the past few years alone, but I know that there's a big stigma surrounding organic wines, and a lot of people will specifically move away from them when they see them on the shelves. Why the bad stereotype?
That's very, very unfortunate. And that's because way back then, when people were struggling to make an organic wines and people were experimenting with making them without sulfite, which is possible, but it's very difficult to make consistently stable, stably good wines without adding sulfites. And so there were quite a few wines that were bad out there on the market. And unfortunately, as happens sometimes, the maker of bad wines can advertise very loudly, and as a result, the makers of good wines took to the hills. Am I making sense? Or
yes.
did I go for a short cut and was confusing? Do you understand what I'm saying? It's like the bad guys tend to have to make more noise, in any kind of minority situation, and the organic wines are clearly a minority situation, and minorities are held to very, very high standards, and that's true of organic wines as well. So yes, there were some very bad wines way back then, and that is no longer true. There's a very large number of very, very good wines, highly competitive, very affordable, and very, very good from all countries.
I always have so much trouble wrapping my head around the idea that organic wine is, you know, is something that's special these days and something to be sort of feared and revered, because traditionally speaking, wine was always organic. This is, you know, back in the day, they didn't have the pesticides to use on these. I mean, you know, it's funny that we've moved away from it and now we're moving back towards the roots of organic wine.
Yes, it's kind of an interesting kind of a perverted way to look at things. You know, we're rediscovering organic growing as though that was really rocket science. But as you just said, before the Second World War, everything was organic. There wasn't the pesticides and the herbicides and all the chemical synthetics that they developed afterwards. And so basically everything was organic. You're correct. And then it caused all this damage. And then some people said, "Oh, all right, let's do something brand new. You know, let's cultivate things without harming the soil and harming the fruit." What a novel concept! Sorry, I forgot to turn off my phone.
Sorry. At least your business is very busy, right?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, that's always
okay.
A good sign.
Sorry about that.
better ringing phones than not. So,
yes, exactly.
What specifically made what got your family? Well, specifically, you said that you suffered from headaches from sulfites. Is that what got you into organic wine, or was it your family was already involved in it?
No. First of all, I question very strongly the notion that the sulfite is what causes. I'm having a problem with my phone.
it's the headache, right? I've heard some stories that
the tannins
actually cause headaches.
Sorry? I'm kind of staggering around my own office trying to figure my way out. people unfortunately assume that the sulfites are what causes their headaches. And I have a lot of questions about that. We address those questions again on the site. If people, in your audience have further questions, they're very welcome to call me. I love to talk about that. That's 1-888-ECOWINE, ECOWINE, because it's a complex topic. I can't deal with in the next, 30 seconds. but there's a lot of confusion happening over the adverse effects that people feel when they drink some wines. Mm-hmm. And yes, you're correct. I got interested because when I first tasted my grandfather's wine, I noted that I could drink them without ill effect. And all my life, I've been very chemically sensitive. So I thought that I couldn't possibly be the only person who was sensitive to wine, and that I would, bring this wonderful find to California. And I was correct, actually. Not a day goes by without people calling to say, I'm feeling really strange after I drink wine, and my friend told me that she's been really enjoying yours. And this is not a medical claim at all, I want to mm-hmm. emphasize. This is just a typical experience mm-hmm. that we hear about.
Do you have any personal specific theory as to what chemical it is that may cause the headaches?
No, I do have some theories, yes, which is that we are in an environment that is so heavily chemicalized, mm-hmm. From the household products to the fumes in the cities to painting material to nail polish to additives in the food. That we're getting more and more saturated with chemicals, and then it takes very little, in my experience, to push people over the edge, which is why in recent years we've heard more and more people call us because they're complaining that they've stopped drinking wine because it just doesn't make them feel good. Mm-hmm. And so my theory is that conventional wines, may contain all sorts of chemical additives, which organically grown wines do not. Organically grown wines only contain a little bit of sulfites. And they, they've been grown with incredible care and commitment all the way from infancy, so to speak. So at the end, you also have a product which is filled with this love and care, and that most people that feel is more authentic. You know, it's like eat an organic strawberry. Mm-hmm. You know, and they usually taste better and more juicy and like that.
Well, I could talk science all day, but let's put the science aside for a second and let's actually talk wine. Where do you see the best organic wines coming out of these days as an importer?
Well, I have a very strong preference, of course, towards the French ones. Mm-hmm. Because that's what my palate is accustomed to. Mm-hmm. But there's some very good Spanish wines, some very good Italian wines. I mean, there's a huge range of possibility. Not to mention, of course, California, that has some very good ones. The key thing for your audience, if they're interested in supporting this industry, is that as they go to the store, to look to turn the bottle around and see if the wines that they present as organically grown or as organic has been certified by an agency. And that's really quite critical at this time to support the people who go through the pain of belonging to an association that certifies that they're doing things along the correct standards. Mm-hmm. And didn't just jump on the green trend last weekend.
Now, what's your personal favorite type of wine? Are you a Syrah drinker? Are you a, what's your favorite?
Well, excuse me. Actually, I'm a blend girl. Mm-hmm. That's because I was, raised. That's how I began with those wines. And the French... The varietal thing is much more of an American. What do we call this habit than a European habit? We drink blends. Mm-hmm. So I'd have to say that my favorite is from the Chateau Bousquet. Comes from my ancestors' land. But any of those wines down south are really, they give you a sense of contentment. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel about them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you know what? We're gonna take one more short break, and then when we come back, okay. I would like to talk a little bit more about some of the international organic wine markets and, where you think we're headed, and if you have any great suggestions for our listeners as to where they can, what they should be looking for. So we're going to go to break, and when we come back, we will finish up.
Life Tips will be right back after this short break.
Are your domains working hard enough for you? Now, park your portfolio at RevenueDirect.com to maximize your earnings on traffic. With RevenueDirect's proven domain monetization service, you'll experience better payouts, more options, and smart optimization. Sign up free now at RevenueDirect.com. It's that easy. RevenueDirect. Make more money. Period.
A rose by any other name would still be the same.
Move over, Shakespeare.
You need to differentiate yourself from your competition. Do it by aligning yourself with a company who has earned the trust of Jupiter Media, the NHL, and Lionsgate Films, among others. Moniker.com is the most secure ICANN-accredited register on the planet, offering you domain registration, hosting, domain sales, and acquisition services. Wrap that up with 24/7 support. That's your winning combination. MONIKER.com. More than a name.
And now back to Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Here are your hosts.
And we're back, everyone. We're here with Veronique from the Organic Wine Company. Veronique, when we were on break just now, I was looking through some of the organic wine listings. I also see that you guys have specialty wines like vegan wines. What classification? I've never heard of a vegan wine before. How can a wine establish itself as such?
Yeah, that's a very interesting story. We started getting calls several years ago from people saying, "Do you have vegan wines?" And we asked exactly the same question you just did. What on earth are you talking about? So we did a little bit of research, and vegans are very, very strict people in terms of their practice, which I completely honor. And they don't want anything to do at all with anything, any product that has had any dealings with anything animal, even just a little bit of egg white to fine or filter the wines. So we found that most wines use egg and egg whites and gelatin to fine the wines, but then there's some that use only clay. And so a vegan wine basically is a wine that's fined and filtered using clay and using, you know, vegetal products as opposed to animal products. And we have biodynamic wines, of course, mm-hmm. as well. And that's a different order of business as well. That's really the Rolls Royce of organic wines, as far as I'm concerned. Deep spirit, very majestic wines, made with, well, along the lines of Rudolf Steiner. Again, we have a lot of information about those categories on the site. All you need to do is click.
I see you offer a biodynamic Chateau Neuf de Pape, which is one of my all time favorites.
All
and
right.
a Muscadet.
Yes.
Wow. I've never even heard of these specialty wines, and you're offering not one, but actually three packs of the vegan. You're offering sparkling and dessert wines in the vegan, the organic vegan
yep.
reds. Wow. I'm totally blown away. I've learned so much about the wine industry just from your website.
Mm-hmm.
So now yes, back to what we're talking about.
Yes, on educating people, yes, giving them good, food for the soul and food for the body,
mm-hmm.
food that they don't regret taking in.
Mm-hmm. Now, your philosophy is that you should pick a wine based on not just its body, but its heart and soul. Explain that philosophy to me.
What an interesting way to put it. Well, I didn't think of it as a philosophy. My philosophy is that anytime you can do something that's good for you and good for others and is good and is good for the higher good, that should be your index.
Mm-hmm.
And so of behavior. And these wines fulfill that definition for me. They're definitely good for the earth. We mm-hmm. make them without damage to the earth. That means that the kids of the farmers can play in the fields without fearing getting cancer. That means the fish and the birds and the butterflies roam around on those vineyards.
Mm-hmm.
And so down the line, that means that as you drink them, not only are you fulfilling and filling your body with really the essence of the grapes speaking to you,
mm-hmm.
But also you're participating in this enormous movement that we all should be participating in at this time, which is of global healing. And so it's with deep contentment that I drink this wine, and this is not just a buzz. This is true. I feel nourished. I feel inspired. I feel the soul and the heart of the guy who has tended to the grapes from babyhood to all the way to the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's nourishing. It's nourishing. Think of wine has been used forever as a symbol of a spiritual experience.
Mm-hmm.
It can be that. It doesn't have to be a buzz. It's
mm-hmm.
part of very important rituals throughout man's existence.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it is that kind of an experience as well. It's something I use to connect with my own heart and connect with other people's and hopefully reach out to the heart of my customers or my friends out there.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a wonderful philosophy. And from looking through your website even more, I'm understanding that, a lot of what you have on the website is very educationally based. It's not, it's not just a website to sell wine. And I would encourage anyone who's listening to go to the organicwinecompany.com to learn a little bit more. You have a great blog up here that answers questions from everyone like me saying, what's vegan wine and where can I get these
mm-hmm.
these new types? And the blog is fantastic. I would certainly encourage everyone who has a question to check it out.
Absolutely, or to call us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, this
to
is very much an educational endeavor.
So now, specifically, do you know if all of the regions, if all of the major wine regions are making a push for organics? Like, are we seeing any good organics coming out of the South African wine industry?
They're starting. I think that organic is definitely is going to continue expanding. The question is how quickly, and that has a lot to do with the response of your audience. For instance, people really ought to go out and start demanding organically grown wines the way they started demanding other organically grown things, because this industry is still quite a bit under the cover or under in the drawer, so to speak, and needs support and needs exposure. Mm-hmm. There are people who have worked very, very hard for 40, 50 years to grow their grapes organically, and it's really time for them to know their time of glory and their time of support and appreciation.
Mm-hmm. Now,
so
this
the answer
year,
is yes, yes.
What are some of the best wines that you're seeing mature this year? What would you suggest to our listeners to go out and look for?
Well, obviously, I'm going to suggest close to home to look up our site, and you mentioned the Châteauneuf du Pape, mm-hmm. but we have any number of other really absolutely superb wines, and you know, they can browse and call us or write to us. Mm-hmm. My address is right under my picture on the site, and if we don't have what they like, we'll be happy to send them on to somebody else. But it is so important at this time that people have the pleasure of drinking wine, a pleasure that is a healthy pleasure as well.
I would like to finish up with, you know, if you have any recommendations for those who may be looking to get involved with the organic wines, and maybe what they should look for, you know, if they should, how they should approach entering the organic wine world.
Well, they should get educated, and as in anything that you do. So I invite them to go to the organicwinecompany.com website. Mm-hmm. We have a whole lot of information there. And if that's not enough, then absolutely call us. My brother is an MD and was a winemaker for many years, so he's a wealth of information. And we love talking to people because this is really what we started this company for 30 years ago, if you can believe this, 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. It makes me feel very, very old, but it is true. It's 30 years, and
wow.
it's taken quite a few of these years to make this industry into what it is now. In any case, your question is, what should people do? Well, they should certainly go to their wine store and start asking the wine buyer about organically grown wines, and recommend that they get educated. And again, call us, mm-hmm. and I'll be happy to share what I know, or direct you in the right direction for you to have the pleasure of drinking these wines.
I also think for people who are maybe a little timid about, you know, going into their local wine store and appearing uneducated, that it's, you know, it's important to know that it's fine to ask questions. And, you know, if you're feeling a little intimidated, pick another store. You know, your wine person is going to help you and make you feel comfortable.
Intimidated by what? Intimidated by what? That's really, yeah.
It's very. You know, everyone enjoys wine. You don't have to be a wine snob to enjoy wine. And I would also say, you know, if you have the opportunity to taste a new type of wine, never say no. I would try
absolutely.
Every wine out there, because that's how you know what you like and don't like.
Yes, absolutely. Yes,
good.
That's the right attitude. There's nothing to be intimidated about.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's a whole new industry. I think it's getting, you know, younger and hipper, and everyone's drinking wine these days. So I would encourage everyone to just go out and ask a lot of questions, and, you know, don't let anybody, you know, make you feel intimidated
Absolutely.
By it.
Absolutely. I agree.
Good. So, well, that's it for our show, everyone, and I just want to thank Veronique for joining us this week. I would encourage everyone to check out the organicwinecompany.com. She also has a toll-free line written right on the website that anyone can call. You can call at any time and ask any question you want about organic wine. So, you know, just like we said, educate yourselves, ask questions, and don't be intimidated by the wine industry. You go in there and give them a what for. So thanks for joining us, everyone.
Okay, so you're telling me that if I put the Go currency converter on my site, all my international customers can see how much they're paying in their own currency?
Yeah, GoCurrency.com has free currency converters, language translations, international clocks, everything you need to do international business.
So how does it work?
Conversion elves.
Conversion elves?
Yeah, watch. Want to know what this will cost in euros? Check this out.
Listen up, elves. We got one. $34 US. I need that in euros. Now, people. We got it. Put it up there, elves.
Wow. Currency elves. Who knew?
GoCurrency.com. Free currency converters, language translations, and more. GoCurrency.com.
Now that you've taken WebmasterRadio.fm out for a test drive, you obviously want more, and membership definitely has its privileges. Become a WebmasterRadio.fm elite member and cruise our world of options. Forget power steering, how about power search? Imagine browsing through thousands of transcripts and then choosing only the shows you want to hear. And with unlimited access to our podcasts on demand and commercial free, power search is an option you can't live without.
And you never have to change the fluid.
Even better, with WebmasterRadio.fm, you'll never need a warranty. With over 3 years of content that's quality assured and rigorously inspected, our content will never let you down. For less than 99 cents a day, you can join our members who have found that the knowledge gained from WebmasterRadio.fm is worth far more than the membership fee.
My $30 a month investment has helped me make thousands.
With so many important people and so much great information coming out of the trade shows, I don't have enough time to take it all in. That's what's great about Webmaster Radio. I never miss a thing.
Off the record, WebmasterRadio.fm has been attributed with making its members millions of dollars, scoring them attractive significant others, and increasing quality of life overall. Sign up today as a WebmasterRadio.fm elite member and fill your tank with content. WebmasterRadio.fm, we're everywhere. Now that you've taken WebmasterRadio.fm out for a test drive, you obviously want more, and membership definitely has its privileges. Become a WebmasterRadio.fm elite member and cruise our world of options. Forget power steering, how about power search? Imagine browsing through thousands of transcripts and then choosing only the shows you want to hear. And with unlimited access to our podcasts on demand and commercial free, power search is an option you can't live without.
And you never have to change the fluid.
Even better, with WebmasterRadio.fm, you'll never need a warranty. With over 3 years of content that's quality assured and rigorously inspected, our content will never let you down. For less than 99 cents a day, you can join our members who have found that the knowledge gained from WebmasterRadio.fm is worth far more than the membership fee.
My $30 a month investment has helped me make thousands.
With so many important people and so much great information coming out of the trade shows, I don't have enough time to take it all in. That's what's great about Webmaster Radio. I never miss a thing.
Off the record, WebmasterRadio.fm has been attributed with making its members millions of dollars, scoring them attractive significant others, and increasing quality of life overall. Sign up today as a WebmasterRadio.fm elite member and fill your tank with content. WebmasterRadio.fm, we're everywhere.